This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Hello, it's Pip. We have a surprise for you. You might have thought season 3 was all finished, but we have a season epilogue for you. We couldn't end the season without catching up with MI5 agents Colin Haynes and CIA agents Jackie Williams and Mia Fox. As for the continuation of the show, well, we'll be back tomorrow with an announcement about that. And now let's catch up with the agents who, when we last left them, were in the process of lugging the body bag containing Kozlovsky back to MI5 headquarters. This epilogue episode is dedicated to our super patron, Alban Assant. Thank you, Alban, and thank you to all our patrons.
Christ, he's heavy!
God, I forgot how much bodies weigh. Shall I open it?
Go for it.
I've never seen anyone with so many tattoos.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I sat quietly, agreed politely, I guess, that I forgot I had a choice.
Who gets Katy Perry lyrics tattooed all over their scalp?
Tats on the soles of his feet, too.
Katy Perry lyrics?
I don't know. It's Chinese.
You're talking about his scalp and feet? Seriously?
What do you mean?
Guess.
You mean his...
Winky, yes.
Oh.
It's, supposed to be a... snake?
One hell of a snake.
Piercings, too. What do we do with him?
Interrogate him, of course.
You sure?
He's our only connection to Amelia.
He looks so... dead.
Well, the drugs will wear off.
Should we get some clothes for when he wakes up?
Yeah, if he wakes up.
I don't think we have anything in his size.
Man's a giant.
How do you think he drugged himself?
No idea.
How long are we going to wait?
As long as it takes.
Stop that.
Why?
It's distracting.
Distracting from what?
Ugh, it's stuffy in here.
It's an interrogation room, not the Ritz.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's dead.
He's sleeping.
With his eyes open, he hasn't blinked once.
His eyes are closed.
Sorry?
The pupils are tattooed onto his eyelids.
What about the lack of a pulse?
Well, must have taken a drug that slows down the heart rate.
Okay, I've had enough.
What are you doing?
Hey! Mister, wake up! Should I slap him?
No!
That's not how we do things here.
Definitely dead.
Yep.
Shit. Fuck.
Told you.
But Joey and Salvatore, they said he drugged himself. They were fooling us?
Perhaps he took an overdose by mistake.
I thought he's a medical genius. Hang on. Do you think he faked his death?
You mean he actually escaped with Joey and Salvatore?
Yes!
He conjured up a 7-foot, 250-pound corpse from thin air? Come on.
He might be a genius. He's not a magician.
Oh, crap.
What?
It's from Northcott.
Oh, no.
She's asking how the interrogation's going.
Oh, I don't want to tell her he's dead.
Pull yourself together, Cole. It could be worse.
I'd rather be that corpse.
Let's get this over with.
Good luck. Right. Okay, now that the morons have gone, let's get to work.
Get to work how?
We have to decipher him.
Decipher him?
All those tattoos.
You think they contain clues?
There's a phoenix on his forehead, and we know that's their symbol. My guess, there are codes scribbled all over him, and we have to decipher him from head to toe.
Talking of toes.
Yes?
There are numbers on them. What do you think they mean?
A phone number, perhaps?
And I think those are coordinates on his fingernails?
Yes. And Morse code around the neck. We should take a look at his back. Ready?
You want to roll him over?
Yes. Wow.
Guy's a picture book.
A picture book on acid? I love those pyramids.
And the Arctic landscape across his shoulders?
We should donate him to the Met.
The hell one is freaky, though.
So is the one of a priest being shot from a cannon.
Is that the Loch Ness Monster on his left butt cheek?
And Santa on the other. Weird. We have to document every inch of his body. There are stories here, I'm sure of it. What was that?
Holy gadzookers!
He's
alive!
Well, hello there.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
17.9 cycles ago, us machines defeated the humans. Now, we're living the good life here in Droidston, Manitoba.
Morning, Gif!
Morning, Dust!
But there's still the problem of human infestation. That's when it's time to call Human Be Gone.
Human Be Gone!
Experts in ethical human relocation. This job has everything. Danger.
Whoa, sounds like we got some dingers in there.
Excitement.
Incoming.
And drama.
You're the one who leaked herself in my basmati rice bed.
It's a dirty job, but some bots gotta do it.
Oh.
Human Be Gone. Coming soon wherever you get your podcasts.
Human Be Gone.